This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. When world leaders got together back in 2000, they set ambitious targets to fight global poverty. They also wanted to improve health care and expand education. While many of the leaders have since changed, their replacements have gathered at the United Nations to see where they stand on those pledges made a decade ago. They have 5 more years to go to reach these so-called Millennium Development Goals. So far, the record is mixed. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As he opened the summit yesterday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon described the 8 Millennium Development Goals as achievable if member nations stay true to their commitments.
Being true means supporting the vulnerable despite the economic crisis. We should not balance budget on the backs of the poor.
He's calling on countries to renew their commitment to the Millennium Development Goals. Advocates gathered in New York for the summit don't want just lofty rhetoric. They want financial commitments. Jeffrey Sachs, who runs Columbia University's Earth Institute and advises the UN Secretary General on this issue, is already working the halls of the UN.
It's the action plan that we really need. That's the work in the corridors here. That's the work in the bilateral meetings. That's where I hope to hear from governments that, yes, we will scale up the global fund to fight AIDS, TB, and malaria. Yes, we will scale up the new global fund for smallholder farmers. Yes, we will pool our money to ensure that all children are in primary school.
He's been particularly critical of the United States, questioning whether the Obama administration has its priorities right.
We're spending $100 billion in Afghanistan this year, and only $10 billion for all 800 million people in Africa.
Sachs says he failed to persuade the Obama administration to tax the bonuses of Wall Street bankers who receive bailouts in order to raise more money for development aid. So he's hoping the U.S. will find other ways to fund programs to help countries reach their Millennium Development Goals by 2015.
They're realistic in the sense that there is absolutely no reason for almost 9 million children under the age of 5 to be dying every year of diseases that are utterly preventable and utterly treatable. And the only reason the children die is they don't have access to the most basic things like an anti-malaria bed net or an 80-cent dose of medicine or a plastic suction tube in the hands of a trained village worker to resuscitate a newborn. In other words, the things that are needed to achieve the Millennium Development Goals are very practical.
The goals are also interrelated, according to Gregory Adams of Oxfam America.
You know, if you don't have access to clean water, it's difficult to get children to school because children often are the water gatherers in their families, particularly girls. If you don't have access to school, it's sometimes difficult to get health outcomes because you miss opportunities to give people basic education about public health. So they're all interrelated, and a lack of progress on one goal makes progress on the other goals that much harder and that much more fragile.
He says there has been progress toward the goal of cutting in half global poverty and hunger by 2015, but countries are lagging behind on their efforts to improve maternal and child health, promote gender equality, and environmental sustainability. Adams has high expectations for President Obama's speech this week.
We're really looking for President Obama to give a barn burner of a speech on Wednesday. As a global leader who has repeatedly stressed his commitment to achieving the MDGs from the time he was on the campaign, and as the child of development professionals, we know he gets this stuff.
But Adams says the administration has to fix policies back in Washington as well, updating Cold War-era laws that govern U.S. foreign assistance and making sure trade policies don't hurt the very countries the U.S. wants to help. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.